Returning to your regularly scheduled programming, the Sunday edition of the Throat in the Ocean podcast. We are back. Todd here. Yost, you there?
I'm out here and I'm about to take a sip of a fully carbonated dew this week.
No liquid death today.
No, I got quite a few cases of it, but I'm saving it for the school year.
There you go.
I got the fridge out. I got a fridge out there in my new classroom, and I'm going to put some of that liquid death in there because I don't have access to like a nice water fountain. So I'll just destroy my dehydration with that. So
that's good. It's good. It's good to be back on the air. I think I definitely have a few things I want to get into today. I know we both had a few notes in our list, so I say we go right into it here. But let me throw a shout out to today's podcast sponsor. Today's episode is brought to you by The Deadliest Release, the sequel to The Deadliest Catch, where people try to return crabs to the ocean from the restaurant without getting pinched.
All right.
So dumb.
Actually,
dude, that could be a show, though.
Stealing crabs from like a Red Lobster and putting them back in the ocean.
Just be on TikTok.
Those are like an insane difference of crabs, though. The crabs that they catch on Deadliest Catch could like literally kill a small army.
That's true. And I'm scary. I'm gonna go ahead and shoot myself in the foot right now. I think I was thinking lobsters in restaurants. Well, in tanks.
And I said Red Lobster, but said crabs. So so we need Joe's Crab Shack.
Yep. There we go.
Two things. I was flipping through channels the other day. I was super bored, and I actually watched like two episodes of like the current season of Deadliest Catch. It's still just a great show.
It's still just cranking them out.
Yeah. And the other thing, I don't like crab. I don't even like lobster.
But you're way off base.
Well, I'm trying to steal. I don't love crab because there's not a lot of reward for risk. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's more work than there is outcome.
I know, but that's because we live in the middle of the country, and the crab we get here is mediocre at best.
I just don't like sea bugs. Like, I don't like crawfish. I ain't trying to suck a crawfish head out of its body. I don't like lobster. Lobster tails are like okay, but like, you know. I love scallops. The worst diarrhea I've ever had in my life was because of scallops, and I still love scallops. but crabs and lobster and stuff like that, nah, jog on.
Where do you land on shrimp?
I love shrimp, but I need them like fully. I can't do like the legs and all that stuff. Like, just get them out of, you know, just take care of all that stuff for me.
Yeah, I feel you.
But, and it's not like because I don't want to like humanize a shrimp and feel bad because I ate it. They literally look like bugs.
They pretty much are.
Yeah. So I'd rather just have it poop shoot cleaned out. To leave the shell on, just take the legs off. You know what I'm saying?
Fair enough. Yeah. I think there's a size. Did not expect to be here on the podcast, by the way. But I think there's a size where a shrimp gets too big.
Yeah, you can get some of those jumbo shrimp that's like a small dog.
It's like a hot dog of shrimp meat. It's too big.
But do you... So what's your preferred intake of shrimp? Cooked? Cocktail?
Honestly, like, I like a good, like a, what am I trying to say? Basically cooked in like garlic and butter, like with a steak or something.
I do too. They're just so temperamental though. Like you can overdo them so easily.
Oh, so easy.
And they become a different beast. But I like a good shrimp cocktail. I'll eat my weight in shrimp cocktail.
Yeah, I do. I like that as well. I never, ever have it. I don't know. I feel like I just don't trust it.
Yeah.
You know, cold seafood from someplace that... In the center of the country, I'm just like... Hey.
But you knocked down sushi like a mofo.
And I used to, and I got food poisoning, and it scared me away.
But it's always the rice, Todd. It's never the seafood.
How do we know this?
Because it's like off a TV show. I don't remember, and I base all my facts off of not knowing exactly where they came from. But like, and from what I've heard from like, you know, cooking shows is like the rice is what carries most of the bacteria compared to the seafood because it's like improper reheating or storage.
Interesting. But I definitely had it, and maybe it's the same. Maybe that still applies. I had food poisoning from sashimi that Brandy and I both ate. And I don't know if I just got a bad piece or if I got the little scoop of rice that goes under the sashimi was bad. Right. But literally, it was the easily top three worst amount of pain, misery I've ever been in my life. Maybe number one.
No way.
It was so bad.
Number one.
So bad.
We live a different scale of pain, I think.
No, that's how bad this was.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, literally, true. It was so... I've had food poisoning from undercooked, like, sausage, stuff like that. It sucks, yeah. Right? It's not good. Your stomach hurts. This was worse. This is different.
Yeah.
It's a whole different thing. I didn't... My arch nemesis that's somewhere out there that I'm not even sure who it is, that I loathe, I would actually not want him to have that. That's how bad it is.
Really? Yeah, all right. I'll give it to you.
Terrible. It's terrible.
I'll give it to you.
So, rounding out of Seafood Corner.
Yeah, seafood. What? Seafood second with Yost and Todd.
Let's keep it real quick on food, because I just threw a note down. I've been dealing a lot with a couple different fruits the last couple days. I want to get your thoughts. So yesterday...
I hate fruit. I hate fruits and veggies, dude.
Yesterday, I made a point to go down to kind of like a little mini farmer's market. Basically, just like a booth with fresh produce. So Brandon and I went down there. We went there, though, because I wanted to get some good peaches since they're so seasonal and hard to find.
Oh, yeah. Colorado peaches.
So we got some, Palisade peaches. I'm actually not even sure where they came from, but we had a couple today that were just barely ripe enough. A little bit on the sweet, a little bit on the sour. Pretty damn good. How do you feel about a peach, though, Yost?
Out of all the fruits, peach. I can give peach a pass because peaches are like very easy to consume. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's not much to it. When I think of other fruits like pineapples, you know, it's a pain in the ass. So
this is where I'm heading, because the pineapple was the other one on my...
Head down that road then, because I don't eat fruit because of most of the time preparation.
So two weeks ago, I bought a pineapple, like an actual pineapple, stem on. And I was like, I think it's time for me to tackle a pineapple. It's been a while.
Okay.
So I cut that sucker up. I kind of looked it up to make sure I was going to cut it up the right way. I've done it a million different ways, and it always is a pain in the ass.
Okay.
I found a way that's pretty good. Works pretty good. You cut the top and the bottom off. You split it down the middle.
Oh, there's and you do this mistake.
Triangle cut. Nope. Triangle cut to cut the core out. Then you chop those pieces. You end up with four, like, basically quarters. And then you just cut through the flesh to the rind in each direction to get your little cubes or triangles. And then you just take your knife underneath along the top of the rind, the inside of the rind, and it just pops out with all your pineapple. So it's pretty good. It's still a little bit of work. But anyways.
How was the juiciness of it?
It was great.
Because there's a life hack you're missing out on.
What's this?
Most of the time, pineapples are stored in an upright position because they have a branch on top, right?
Right. Yeah, you're talking about like turning it over?
Turn it over, Todd. The top and turn it over for like half an hour.
Oh,
let the juice run, dude.
It's all going into a Tupperware anyways.
Yeah, but you want the juice. You won't want only the bottom pieces to be the good pieces.
There might be something to that, but I can't tell the difference. Anyway, so I literally I texted you. You're like, you ready? I'm on 7. I was like, I need like 15. I was finishing up some prep because I just cut up another pineapple. So I've been deep in the fruit lately.
Deep in the fruit game.
Ankle deep in the fruit.
A lot of reasons that the guys eat pineapples. I don't know if you know those reasons, but I don't pineapple. It just takes too much work because the core is an asshole. And then depending on, you know, just your knife skills, you can get a lot of trash on the outside. You can get a lot of hard spots and stuff like that. I just want a fruit that you can literally like pull off a tree and just throw the whole thing. And you don't have to worry about anything weird going in your body.
I feel like the closest thing to that is like a cherry, and you just spit the little seed out.
And I absolutely hate cherries.
Hmm.
Grapes are probably the closest thing, I would say. But the problem with grapes is you never know what you're going to get. You could get a sour green. You could get a firm green. You could get a rotten green. You could get – don't even bring up purple because they're the worst type of grape. But, you know, like, I don't know. Fruit's just too unpredictable. And the worst of them all, and I haven't eaten all fruit, obviously, but mangoes are the worst. I love mango, but to actually try and use a live mango is impossible.
I totally agree. I've never had a successful experience.
You could have an actual lightsaber, and you can't cut through the middle of those things.
That is
so annoying.
You could, yeah, it doesn't even matter. Chainsaw not getting through there.
Nothing gets through that core in the middle of a mango. And then by the time you butcher it, you get three thin slices of mango and you're just pissed.
And then not even good.
No, and then it's dry. Like, oh, it was too ripe or some shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't mess with watermelon's okay, but I never can eat it all fast enough to where it's like still good.
You and I have, other than the peach, I think we're on different fruit planets here.
I am on a fruity planet, and it's just barren. There's nothing there.
You're talking green grapes and watermelon. Those are like my bottom two fruits.
Well, they're not even in my top 10. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even have a list of fruit. I refuse to. Like, if I
did,
if
we I'm not getting, rank fruit? I thought we did.
We might have, but my fruit starts and ends at Welch's fruit gummies. That's where I'm getting my fruit at.
Snacks.
Yeah. So, and then vegetables. I can, you know, I can understand vegetables. I can put them into dishes that make them okay. But like, there's some veggies out there that I don't even have time for.
I think if you're eating raw vegetables, you need to go see the doctor.
Well,
there's no reason.
What about a celery stick with some PBE on there?
I mean, I'll let an ants on a log go by, but
no, don't put those damn purple grapes on my on a delicious treat.
But you might as well cook it. I'm saying
cooked celery is tough as nails. Like, it's awful.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, that's like why you just don't eat celery.
Yeah. That was out of all the vegetables I could have picked, celery was probably one of the worst.
No kidding.
But like
is it even a vegetable technically?
I love pumpkin pie. Honestly, fruit in pie form I'm okay with, but only if somebody else made it, because I don't want to mess with it. And I just apple crisp, apple cobbler, peach cobbler, you know, blueberry scone, blueberry pancakes, just regular pancakes. Whatever.
Is celery a fruit or a vegetable? It's a marshland plant.
It's like going to be one of those in between ones.
It's been cultivated as a vegetable, but yeah, it was originally like a
weird in between.
Also, I just typed in vegetable in the Google here, and I totally spelled it wrong. Why do we need that E after the G? It should just be vegetable, not vegetable. Sorry, I digress.
Vegetable. No, it's fine.
Anyways, what do you got today?
Yeah. So what else did you get into this? I was going to say, what else did you get into this weekend? Did you do anything?
Yeah. So kind of did yesterday, did our weekly stuff yesterday. Took care of, you know, buying groceries and went to the farmer's market, did some other random stuff. Today though, we got up and went for a nice hike up in the state park, Kirk Gowdy again, trying to get our money's worth out of the state parks pass. So went on about like a 4 mile hike, right around, you know, 2-ish hours of actually moving around. And it was nice. We got a little rain up there. It was enjoyable. Probably left the house at 7, back at 11:30.
How old is your dad? No, you'll see where I'm going. How old is your dad?
Oh, man, that's a tough one. I'm going to say he's 59 or 60.
Oh, okay. Because I was thinking, like, you were saying getting your money's worth of the pass. Like, you just have your dad get, like, the Golden Eagle pass when you're, like, a certain age. You just get free national park access.
But he doesn't live in Wyoming, so.
But you couldn't you, like, technically get it and then just throw it on your card? They don't check.
I don't know about state park, though, not national.
No, yeah, that's true. No, that's stupid. Why? They should just be free anyways.
It's not much money. It really isn't.
But I understand where the money goes. I'm fine with that. It goes towards creating vaccines to kill off the entire population. But like, I'm like, you're basically making me pay to look at nature. You know what I mean? Like, I can see the mountain on the other side of this toll booth. So like, why are you charging me? I can see the mountain from here. Devil's Tower is a good example. Like, you can get some dope pictures of Devil's Tower without even getting to Devil's Tower and paying to go see it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So it's like, yeah, it's annoying, but I don't really, yeah, I digress.
So that was good. Anyways, going back to that, good to get some fresh air. Saw a handful of people. Actually, we've been trying to check out most of the different trails. So saw a lot of people biking today. which would honestly be a blast on the one we did today. We've done a few different trails that were crazy rocky and crazy, you know, they're tough on foot, and I can't even imagine going up or down on a bike. It would just be chaos. So, but yeah.
Some people bike Crow Peak here, and I can't even walk up or down that thing without rolling every bone in my body. So I don't know how people do it on a bike. It's insane.
Oh yeah. There's a
shout out to those guys.
Yeah. No kidding. Those guys can get after it. Yeah. I saw a lady today.
We can agree that like I get it, but like guys is like a group of people, you know?
Oh, I know. I saw this. What did I just, saw a thing that it's regional. Somebody, it was basically divided around like the, must have been like the Mississippi, basically. If you're east and south of the Mississippi, it's y'all. And if it's everywhere else is you guys.
You guys, yeah. Yeah, you guys want some beers and it's like a table full of girls. You guys need some beers? I don't know. Or dude. I definitely see dude as a gender neutral thing. But
I see it less than you guys, but I could see it going both ways.
You see a dude less than we do?
I've heard it both ways.
Oh, okay. That's what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
Either way. Trying to figure out the whole grammar.
You're trying to figure out gender?
I got it figured out, Todd.
Okay. So the other thing I got into.
Dudes and guys.
The other thing I got into, and I noted it because it really is probably why we waited and did our hike today, but I'm getting old, man. Yesterday, Saturday, after doing very little, you know, Friday evening, just hung out. I don't even remember what we did. Watched something on HBO, I don't even remember. But yeah, didn't do anything. It's not like I went logging or something.
Yeah.
And I woke up Saturday, and I literally couldn't even, like, turn my head 3 inches. Like, my neck and my back was all jacked up. Upper back, just, like, muscle spasm.
Okay.
So that was fun. So, you know, that's always a good sign when you hurt yourself sleeping, right?
Yeah.
When's the last time you did that? Had something like that?
Oh, every day. I'm so overweight that everything hurts. I'd say, like, realistically, if I sit down for too long, all the fluid in my body just gathers, and it hurts to walk for like a few steps. And I don't even know if it's definitely like weight related, but also like it's been that way forever. Like I just think about like how much I beat my body up with basketball growing up and just not taking care of myself. Like, of course my joints hurt. You know what I mean? Mm. We'd play 3 hours a day, 6 days a week. So it's like, you know, that, I mean, I know that's not a lot to some people, but like, for us, it, you know, when the only thing you did back then was drink booze and play basketball, like, and eat Little Caesars, definitely not going to long run picture here. It's not going to be
telling me that's not how you recover properly.
I'm still recovering. I'm still recovering from my last Little Caesars, honestly, because I like just get heartburn every time I eat it now. But funny story is like one of the parents of one of our kids on the basketball team actually like blew out his whole knee climbing into bed.
Oh
yeah. Like there was probably something else going on before he got there, but yeah, just set off a nuke in his kneecap when he was climbing into bed. And so he has to have like reconstructive surgery and stuff.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
When you just make up a story about how you blew your knee out.
He's tough as nails though. And so I even brought that up to him. I was like, you're going to tell people that it's cooler than that, so you don't get made fun of. And he's just like, nah, I'll still fight anybody that wants to make fun of me for it. So I was like, okay. Getting old is, I don't know. There's definitely parts of my body that I'm more aware of than others. Like I don't really have back issues. I have feet issues that will put me down for a couple of days. And knee issues, but I've like kind of always had knee stuff, nothing serious, like never blown out my knee, but those things are like always on my mind because I need them to function, and shoulder. But now that I'm literally inactive, my arms, I never lift my arms higher than my chest, so I have no reason to.
It's pretty frustrating, man, to wake up and just be like, oh cool, this is how we're gonna be today, and just so I'm like laying on a heating pad trying to go to the farmer's market thing, and I'm just like stiff as a board.
Now that I mentioned it, like I haven't really been able to fully turn my neck to the right, like my head to the right in like 20 years. Like, I like right now as I do it, I can turn my head really far to the left, but to the right, like, there's no range of motion there. So that's probably something I should be worried about, but whatever. I'll just drink more Mountain Dew.
Yeah, that'll fix it.
Yeah. So the other side of being old too is like, and not like rubbing it in or anything, but like I have a shit ton of hair on my head still, which to me, like, it grows so fast. Like, I need a haircut every 20 minutes, it feels like. But like that's how I still feel young. Like, I still got the hair. Yeah.
Yeah.
Until
I actually, I can grow a mean beard better than most, and I've started it for the winter.
Yeah.
It's, I'm probably 3 or 4 weeks in. So we're going to carry it forward.
I honestly think if I were to be done here in Spearfish and relocate to Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, right? Where nobody knows me. I don't know why I picked there, but where nobody knows me, I think I'm shaving. I'm not having a beard. Nothing. I'm going full baby face because nobody knows any different.
That's true. When you look in the mirror and you're like, ah.
Yeah. I would honestly think that if I relocated at any time, like, that's my chance to change everything. Not like my eating habits and physical activity, but just like, oh, I'm going to be a guy who wears a tie every single day, or I'm going to be the guy who wears, you know, rare Jordans to school every day as a teacher and be the cool guy and no facial hair. So, cause nobody will know different.
I like to do it. I like to grow it. Like when I did 11 months, you know, I had a stupid big beard.
Yeah.
I kind of like going, like wearing a dumb mustache for a couple days and just making people be like, what the hell? And then, you know what I mean?
Yeah, oh yeah.
I know. I don't know. I kind of enjoy, people being like, what the hell? You look way different. It's like, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I see people too often to like change up anything. Like, I just be self-conscious about it. Even if I wear like a different colored pair of pants, people be like, you feeling all right? So, especially, oh dude, I've brought it up last time, but like, we're like a week and a half out from being back in school full time, and I'm like dreading wearing pants.
No kidding.
I just don't wear pants anymore, and it's great. Maybe I just become like a stay at home like stockbroker.
Ooh, we did talk about this last week, by the way, and I courageously wore a pair of shorts to the office on like Wednesday when I knew I had nothing going on.
Yeah,
I did it. I did it one day.
But the brave man shows his true colors when all are watching. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're probably right.
When you have a full schedule, just back to back, 10 minutes for lunch kind of day, that's the day you wear the shorts.
Smash cut to the next podcast. Got fired today.
Yeah, looking for a new job today. Turns out shorts killed my, the CEO of the company. Shorts killed his whole family. So he was not okay with shorts.
Yeah. Oh, man. What you been getting into this weekend?
Not too much. We spent the day in Rapid yesterday. We went for a card show, actually. Sports cards, memorabilia, Pokemon, Magic the Gathering, all that stuff.
Time out.
Yep.
Let's compare the type of person that's going to go to a card show versus a gun show. Those are wildly different people. Is there any overlap?
There's definitely overlap here in South Dakota.
Maybe.
But I will say that, like, and this is like, it's going to sound like I'm like, you know, talking about a certain type of person in a different tone, but I'm not, because I don't care. But like, there's definitely a difference of, so the people that had their booth set up and were selling stuff, there's definitely a difference in people who, you know, their lives are sports centralized, and they're selling a ton of sports cards. And then there's the guys that are selling like Pokemon and Magic stuff. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And like, I looked at all the Pokemon and Magic stuff. I think it's super cool. I know nothing about it, but I think it's super cool. Like, there's some insane Magic the Gathering cards there. But some of those guys also had sports cards, and their prices were goofy. Like, that's they didn't know what to price certain cards. So they just went on eBay and looked what it was like listed as recently. So, you know, there's, there's a ton of like bartering that's done there, but it's just like not their world. Whereas if you go to the other side of the tables and there's a guy who has old, you know, Hank Aaron autographed baseball cards, and he's got like an insane collection, you know, over $1,000, like he'll talk sports with you all day.
Yeah.
And they know, you know, those are guys that you better bring, you know, you got to bring your A game if you're going to try and get anything cheap through those guys. But I'm not in that market to buy, you know, super expensive stuff. But yeah, it was the first one I've ever been to. It was fun. It wasn't big by any means, but it was cool looking through cards and talking with people. And I picked up a bunch of cool stuff just for a personal collection, a couple things that I'll list on eBay and flip and all that stuff. And eBay has been doing pretty well. Already made my money back on that big 17-pound box of cards that I bought. So, and I only sold 4 cards. So, that's kind of nice. Just the whole process of like shipping and everything is kind of a pain, but you know, that's just something I'll figure out as I go.
That's awesome.
But then, yeah, we did that. And then, the rest of the trip was buying baby stuff. We needed like, a high chair, because she's starting today. She's actually starting some pureed fruits and vegetables. And high chair, some clothes, because she's getting huge and all that stuff. So the rest of it was kind of like baby stuff. So not too bad.
Nice.
Yeah. But other than
you
that.
Still got, what do you got? One, you got all next week before you got to be back in the.
Yeah, next week is going to be, well, tomorrow, Monday. I'm going to try and just knock out everything I've got so I can just like lay back and do nothing the rest of the week. And then next week is, yeah, that's the big show. So I'm ready for it. Like, it'll be nice to get back and get a routine going again and see some of the kids and, you know, new stuff and all that. Like, I definitely don't dread it. I just wish I would have done more during the summer, but I didn't. So,
yeah,
but either way, like, I'd say like one of the highlights of the whole weekend, and stay with me here, was yesterday around dinner time. Carly and I started a show that I've been kind of eyeballing for a while.
Okay.
And Carly and I watched the whole, every episode in like one night. There's only 2 seasons. And the second season, like we got upset because we started watching it this morning of the second season, but we found out that it's being released every Friday. So we're like, ah, dang it. But it's super good. Super good. The problem is, I don't know what your preferred method of streaming is. Like, you use like a Fire Stick, don't you?
No. I either use just a smart TV or cast from the phone to the smart TV. I do have a couple Chromecasts, but.
Well, first off, get an Apple TV.
Well, I got that too. I got everything.
So Apple TV Plus has a show called Ted Lasso. I don't know if you've seen anything about this show.
No. What's it called?
Ted Lasso. Ted?
Okay.
It's about a British soccer team. I'm not going to do a ton of details because it doesn't matter. It's just about a British soccer team. They fire their coach and they hire a new guy. And it's a guy from America who coached at Wichita State football, college football. And they hire him to coach this British soccer team. He knows nothing about soccer. Dude, it is an excellent show. Like, it's won a ton of awards for comedy show and stuff like that. Like, it's genuinely funny. But it's, like, inspirational. It's heartwarming. It's real. Like, dude, it's a good show.
Oh, it's Apple really TV Plus. Okay.
Yes. Yep. So it's, like, they're one of their Apple TV originals. Hmm. It is a solid show. And it's an easy watch. Like, every episode is like 30 minutes.
That's cool.
Yeah. So shout out to them. That was a good highlight of the weekend. Was watching that. So,
is there a full season out there?
There's one full season, and there's 5 episodes of season 2. And every Friday the new episodes come out. So we're caught up on season 2. We just gotta wait till Friday. So,
sweet.
I don't love that. You know, I don't love when. I like shows to come out at once so I can just binge them, but I get creating the hype for a show, you know?
Yeah.
So
I think, it's a smart move on their part.
Yeah. Did you watch Suicide Squad?
No, we did not yet. I can't remember if I mentioned it last week. We finished Loki. Did I tell you that?
No, you didn't.
Yeah, we watched that, the whole series.
Such a good show.
Yeah, it was dang good.
It's amazing because it stands alone on its own really well. Like, yeah, it, obviously you need to kind of know what's going on, but it's just a good, there's good action, obviously comedy and everything. It's like Ted Lasso. but the end is so good. Like, it's just setting up such cool stuff coming out. So,
oh yeah. Yeah. Big time, curve there, I guess, at the end.
Yeah.
So makes me want to watch another season. Figure out how they're going to bring it back.
I don't know when. I know they're probably going to do another season. I just don't know when. Because now they're the biggest movie. The next movie coming out's the they have the What If series out now. One of them, and then there'll be the Doctor Strange in the Multiverse or whatever.
That's did like I hear the, that like he got one. Recast?
Who?
Doctor Strange, or was that a comic book or something?
He might have. It might be the What If series. Because the What If, like, the What If series is like talks about all the timelines breaking apart from Loki and everything, and like what would have happened. So the first episode is, it's an animated show, but it's really good. Is if Steve Rogers actually gets injured before he becomes Captain America,
oh,
and Agent Carter, you know, the love of his life, she hops in the chamber and gets the soldier serum.
Nice.
And she becomes like Captain Carter. And so it just shows it's cool. I it's a pretty deep dive, but I don't know, man. Marvel's killing it. DC has potential, but they just suck at everything they do.
when I went and watched where Brandon and I went and watched the Black Widow movie, they had a trailer for the Eternals.
Yeah.
I'm curious. Could be good. Could be bad. I don't know.
They got some, they're setting up some pretty big stuff. I mean, obviously with the end of Loki and that guy, the new villain, there's going to be a lot of really like deep lore, I think, in this next phase of Marvel. Like,
yep.
It's going to be very universal instead of like, you know, Thanos is pretty like obviously in space, but I think this next one's really going to be like dense, Marvel history and stuff like that. So,
yeah.
Which I'm looking forward to as a guy who's read, you know, a fair share of comics and stuff like that. I think it's going to be cool. So
I'm looking forward to it. I definitely, it's just like, to me, it's just like really solid distraction preventing entertainment. You know what I mean? I'm usually not on my phone doing something else when I'm watching something like that, because I'm interested in it. You know what I mean? I don't know how to describe it. It just like catches you. It keeps you engaged. Yeah.
And I think with Loki, one of the things too was like there was a lot to miss.
Yeah.
Like there's definitely potential where like if you were on your phone or you rent into the kitchen for something and you come back, you're like, wait, why is there an alligator?
Yeah.
So I don't know.
For sure.
It's cool. And like, I'm telling you, man, Marvel's got it figured out. I mean, they have Disney backing them, so they basically have an unlimited budget for TV shows, but Marvel's definitely, they got it figured out, so we'll see where it goes. I love some DC stuff, and I just don't think they're going to ever recover. Like, nobody gives a hoot. How many more times are we going to watch the Batman origin story?
Yep.
I guess the same amount of times we watch the Spider-Man origin story, but which I still think my favorite Marvel movie is Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Really?
Yeah, that's a great movie.
Hmm.
And then I think Loki's probably like my favorite like television series that they have. So
nice.
Yeah, I definitely like, that was like the first show that my daughter watched also. Like, I was like, you know, you probably shouldn't be watching TV, but like, I really want to watch this, so I'm just going to hold you while we're watching this. So, you know, being parent of the year and all.
You got to do it.
Speaking of years, I got a question for you. And I can't remember the specifics of it. It had something to do with, oh yeah, okay, I do. Would you rather, okay, this is related to work. Would you rather, and I think I know your answer. Maybe I don't. Would you rather have, for the rest of your life, 4-day weeks, the rest of your working life, 4-day weeks. Okay. It could either be Tuesday through Friday or Monday through Thursday, whatever you want to do. Or would you rather have for the rest of your working life, you always get 1 week, a week off a month?
That's a good one. I'd probably pick the week off.
I think so too.
I think you get more out of that. Yeah, you get more out of that.
I think so too. Mainly because it's like, especially if it's consistent, like Todd, you're always going to have the first week off of every month. Like you could do some serious planning around that.
Yeah, for sure.
Which would be nice. The only thing that would suck is now, and I didn't specify this, but does that mean you have the first week of December off, but you have to work through the holidays? I don't know.
I would say that that's only fair in that situation.
It has to be, yeah, because you're taking a week off. Like,
mm-hmm.
But also, like, how important is your job if you're able to take a week off? Like,
I know
there's some jobs where it doesn't matter, but like, you know, if you're like the chief financial officer of a company and you're taking a week off at a time, like there might be some things that fall apart while you're gone. Maybe not. I don't even know what a CFO does, I guess, but
money.
But I do like the idea of a 4-day week, especially if the other days, like say you're still getting paid 40 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be great. Would you do a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday off? Wait, no, Friday, Saturday, Sunday off? Or would you do Saturday, Sunday, Monday?
Yeah, we talk about this. Brandy and I talked about this a bunch because she has this set up kind of in the intermediate. She has Friday afternoons off, and hopefully we'll get to the point where she has Fridays completely off. But most of her coworkers all do the Monday off thing.
Right.
And so I don't know. I'm a little torn. It might actually be more practical to have Monday off because, you know, people will take a Friday. Most people don't take a Monday.
Yeah. It just depends on which you dread more, I guess.
Like, although, but I'm second guessing myself because stuff's closed on Sunday. So maybe you need Friday. Stuff's closed on Sunday and Monday. Most stuff's open Friday, Saturday.
Right.
I don't know.
Now let me hit you with this. I'm pretty sure you've known this as long as time. And I've known this, I'd say just a few years now, that technically the work week starts on the week starts on Sundays.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I hate everything about that. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
like, it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Because it's the weekend, Saturday, Sunday.
It's true.
So I don't know. I guess I just don't get it. Like, who made that decision? And why is it just kind of not even recognized anywhere except for when you like look it up? You know what I mean? Like, if I don't know, it just it upsets me.
Yeah, I guess it should be. I guess the weekend is Friday and Saturday then, or is it just Saturday?
I think it's BS. I think it's Saturday, Sunday, but technically it's only Saturday.
Yeah, because I had to do when we do reporting and stuff when I'm doing projects for construction or, you know, anything that has daily reports. It's always week ending on a Saturday.
And I mean,
period ends on Saturdays, everything like that.
I understand why like Sundays are off, you know, because the Sabbath and stuff like that. But like why Monday gets a bad rap and it's technically the second day of the week.
It's true. It's just the day that everybody has to go back to, you know, work, I guess.
See, and some of the stuff I've read, this goes way back in the day to the Egyptian sun god Ra, but the day of the sun, and it was to start the fresh week by honoring God. So,
but, is that why that's why we call it Sunday?
Yeah, that's why. According
still
to this
day, that's crazy.
I don't know if that's still why we do, but Quaker Christians call Sunday the first day in accordance with their testimony of simplicity. I mean, I don't know what that means.
I think Sunday, we just tell people we call it Sunday because we love ice cream. Ice cream sundaes.
It should let's spell it like that. Let's change it. Sunday is named after the sun. Yeah. I don't know. That's stupid. But I just don't like it. I don't like the idea that Sunday is beginning the week. Like today is the first day of this week.
It's true. It'd be nice if the structure of the this whole structure discussion all is based on people having to work a scheduled, you know, a routine job, and I don't know, it's kind of arbitrary in itself. Like, why couldn't somebody just work, you know, well, people do this because their jobs require it, but why couldn't you work 20 days in a row and take 10 days off?
Yeah. Well, and the other thing that's annoying is, and this is like, I don't know, maybe it's too Joe Rogan-esque, you know, philosophy, but like, it's all just made up anyways.
Yep.
Like time literally, time doesn't exist, Todd. I don't know if you know that, but time doesn't exist. Mm. We've assigned numbers to where the sun is at in the sky. And we've assigned days to just some random guys like, yeah, today's zero. Tomorrow's one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's true.
So it's like, eh, what are we really doing here?
Did you hear the North Korean lady on Rogan?
No, I haven't been on a big Rogan kick lately. And of course, it's like, it really has nothing to do with things he said. I just don't find myself eager to digest like a 3-hour podcast anymore, even in like increments.
This one, it was good. I know exactly what you're saying, but this one was pretty entertaining, pretty like, I say entertaining, but entertaining in like a fascinating, horrifying way. But one weird thing about schedule and time that they talked about, apparently in I think it was in Korea, it might have been in China too, but like South Korea, China, when you're born, you're 1 year old. So if you're born in December, you're one, and then in January you turn two. So you could be
it's like a calendar could be, year.
Yeah. Yeah, you could be like a month old and be two by the way they track it.
Dang. I think I've mentioned on this, I think when you're born, you should be 9 months old. And I know that gets into like, you know, conception and the timing of all of it, but it's like, yeah, you're 9 months old. You just
live in a different lifestyle. Super arbitrary.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it doesn't, you know, it doesn't really matter, but we all die. Just bring down the podcast. time is stupid. Time and people, like the names of things, just don't make sense to me.
Mm.
I understand language, but like, just, it just upsets me. Like maybe I'm more upset, Todd, that we just do things, a lot of things in life, because people did it a long time ago, you know?
Yeah.
We're just, we're living in the past, Todd.
Oh yeah. Well, and we live in a cycle, right? The only reason we have to work Monday through Friday is because everybody else does.
Yeah.
Or in the, you know what I mean? Except for restaurants and things like that, but
right. And the two richest people in the world are trying to leave our planet too. So, you know what I'm saying?
It's true. This is true.
We're all doing the same thing because we think we have to. And there's two really rich people that are like, I'm not doing that. So literally money controls everything. There is no time. There is no space. There's just money.
That's true. And this actually, I had something similar to this written down that I just had a thought about. So maybe this is a perfect time to mention it. I had this realization that you will know that you are in a good spot financially when you're willing to spend dollars that you've earned rather than spend your own time. So the perfect example is like, yeah, I don't want to drive 16 hours to this place. I'm going to fly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right. Or, and that's a really good example of it. Or let's go even deeper. I don't want to spend 2 hours cleaning my house. I'm going to pay somebody to do it.
I literally have an example that happened. What day was that? Friday night. I didn't want to waste my time to drive into town to go to Safeway to get like 5 items. So I door dashed it.
Yeah.
I spent more money than so I could sit on the couch and watch TV and have somebody bring me my groceries, and I'll do it again. So I'm just saying, like, I understand.
But like the reason I was thinking about it is because I was thinking about all the driving I used to do around the state and going places when I was younger. And I was like, it's because I didn't have any money. I had to spend time to go yeah. places and do things.
Yeah.
But interesting.
I had a weird feeling the other day. And like, I always like make the joke of like, I know I'm doing well in life when I don't care what gas price is. Like, I just know I have to fill up my car. I'm getting gas. There used to be a time where I'd be like, I can only put in $4.11.
Right. So I think that's the same. Yeah.
Yeah. So where I'm going with that is I'd had that thought in my head of like, yeah, we're doing pretty well. Cause we can pay for gas without ever having to look at the price. Like, yeah, I still look and I'm like, $60. Damn. But then I was, this is when it really hit me. It was yesterday. I reached into the fridge. I made PB&J. Carly made a PB&J. And I was getting a glass of milk. And I just thought to myself, like, my fridge, I like opened my door, looked out in my backyard, and saw all the acreage I have here on the estate. And like, the sun's coming down. It's beautiful outside. I'm grabbing milk from a full fridge. I just spent hundreds of dollars on baby stuff. And like, we're just chilling in a nice air conditioned house, just vibing. And our bank account is in a great spot. Like, not to get sappy, but like 100% 5 years ago, this was the most impossible thing for me to even imagine being a part of. And it just, it like hit me just then, like how good I've got it. It's weird. Like, I don't know what I did to get here that was any different than what I was doing before, but like, dude, it was a weird feeling. I felt very aware of my presence in space at that moment.
Yeah. It's good to be able to like notice that though.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm grateful for it. And sometimes it's nice to like, be like, holy cow. It also terrifies me of how quickly it could go away. But like, yeah, dude, I can't count how many times bank accounts negative, no food in the fridge, no gas in the car, and we can't do little things like buy coffee because we just didn't have what it took, you know?
Sure.
So it's weird. It was a weird feeling. But that, again, there you go. Money just rules everything. Because I could easily be living in a cardboard box in the field that's behind my house and have the exact same view. You know what I mean? Like, but having the money to have the full fridge and the baby stuff and the air conditioning and all that shit, like, that's wild.
I know. So, but could be worse, right? It always could be worse.
Always could be worse. Yeah. Always could be worse.
So,
I also think too, and this is kind of going back to a television show that you recommended, Clarkson Farms. Like, I was ready to walk away from everything I had here and start a farm. like when I finished that show, loved it. Carly watched it with me and everything. And I don't know anything about farming.
I know, but it looks fun, right? He makes it look interesting.
And to the people that know me, I don't know how to do anything. So when he was like celebrating because he grew a crop or he delivered a sheep or a lamb or whatever, like, that's literally how I feel like I would be. And he just made it look interesting. I love seeing the process of like sowing the seeds and all that stuff. Even like the whole thing where he messed up and didn't create the lines where they could water. Dude, it was such a good show.
Yeah. And even at the end of it, and they wrap it up, he's like, I just did all this for this year for like 90 pounds.
$41.
Or 40 pounds.
Yeah.
He's like, that's shit, but I love it pretty much.
Yeah. Like, he's like, I'm just going to stay here.
Yeah.
Now, granted, I have to think that a lot of the mishaps were probably related to making a good show. You know what I mean? Like, we're going to let the sheep out, you know, and you lose, you know, or we're going to do this and or not tell you this and you're going to mess up or whatever. But and the startup costs of buying equipment and everything. So next year, maybe he does better. I don't know. But
yeah.
But yeah, I was like ready to drop everything and just go start a farm.
You need that like multi-million dollar bank account though to just be able to be like, I only need to make 41 pounds this year.
Yeah, exactly. And it, yeah, that was a crazy show. Like, just, I want to move to England. That's what I want to do. But I don't think
it'd be a pretty fun, place.
Yeah, I think
good accent.
Especially wait till, oh dude, that Carly and I have been talking in that accent for like a month straight because we've been watching nothing but like British shows. And we just talk to each other in British accents. Like I would do it now, but I'm embarrassed. but it's yeah, I'm ready to go. And when you watch Ted Lasso, he lives in like my dream neighborhood of England. Like he's got a nice house or apartment, and like down the street is a coffee shop and then a pub that he goes to all the time, and he can walk to work. Like it's just dope. So good show. Check it out.
So I got another thing to throw at you if you want.
Okay. Yeah.
What? I just thinking, cause I got a new phone.
They did.
I have zero idea what the notification sound is or the ringtone sound is.
Really?
I may never know.
Yeah, that's true.
But like, it made me think, I know I can go in there and change it, and you've always been able to do that. But I think we've kind of hit the point where I almost think it's like unnecessary anymore. It's either on or off. Like, I don't think you need to be able to change it anymore. And that's such a departure from what ringtones were.
Oh yeah.
15 years ago. Remember? Do you remember?
Yeah, I remember. We had specifically for our situation of our hometown, we had to drive 70 miles to get service to download ringtones. And then you would leave it on and it would be the most obnoxious music or whatever at the time. But like, it was like a status symbol
to have a ringtone. I mean? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he's got the Mario sound when he eats a mushroom. That's dope. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I remember the like, you know, a lot of jobs don't want you to have ringers on, but college is like a great example. Like you don't want to be the person whose phone goes off at a lecture. And then if it does, you don't want it to be, you know, like Usher or Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Like in front of a whole lecture hall. So you just change it to the default tone. But 99% of the time you put it on vibrate because you don't want to be that person at all. So it's big college that has single-handedly ruined the ringtone industry.
I just think of like if I was on a bus, or I'm trying to think of places where I'm with lots of people now, and there's not very many, but like I rode a shuttle bus to the airport, you know, a couple months ago, or, you know, and the guy that's phone goes off and is playing Leonard Skinner or AC/DC or some country, I'd be like, who is this person? They have not been around for 10, 15 years.
When I hear a ringtone go off and it's a song, especially if it's a cringy song, it's almost, I mean, it's exclusively old white men. And they let it ring longer so people can hear, like, oh, this guy loves Fish. You know what I'm saying? Like, Fish. This guy loves Kid Rock, whatever. And I'm just, I can't stand when I hear a ringtone go off that's not a basic one.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
because some people should have it where it's like their phone goes off and it'll be like, ah, you got a fucking text message. And it just makes obnoxious noises. And I'm like, okay. Like, why?
Exactly. We've come full circle. You could literally have anything you wanted, but now it's like nobody wants it.
And you still can. I mean, you can.
No,
still,
I know.
Yeah. I leave mine. There'll be days where, like, especially if my Apple Watch is dead, or like today, I'm just not wearing it because it's hot out, man. My wrist gets hot. And I'm not moving and I don't want to be reminded that I don't move. I'll, like, not today, but like there's days where I'll just turn on my ringer. And so if it's all the way across the room, I can hear something come in. Cause there's times where like I take my watch off to charge and I have my phone next to me and I'm so used to it buzzing that I just assume I'm not getting any notifications. And I look down and I have 10 missed calls from people that are like, I'm in an accident, come help me. So I turn it on every once in a while, but it's literally just the basic tone. Yeah,
I have to do that with my work phone, but you know, when it's in the other room or when something's going on, but my personal phone's basically never, and I'll never have the sound on. I never do.
Well, and so, I almost, I almost don't even think there needs to be a phone feature. Like, if my phone never made phone calls, I'd be fine.
Yeah. Because we're not, I don't think we're quite there, but I think that's definitely will be an option at some point.
Like, looking through my recent called list, it's Carly every time. And then it's spam numbers.
Yep.
With the occasional one of the other coaches or something like that. But it's literally like, it's like Carly, Shelbyville, Indiana, Oakland, California. This one just says United States, Kinnear, Wyoming. You know what I mean? Like, they're all just like, I don't answer them anyways. And then when somebody does call me, I'm like, are you all right? Like, this must be serious. I FaceTimed actually Casey the other day. I just messaged him in the middle of the day and I was like, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm at work, stupid. What are you doing? And I was like, oh, well, I just seen what you're up to. He's like, I'm actually about to go on lunch. And so I was just like, screw it. I'm going to FaceTime him. And I caught him as he was leaving the bank and he was going to work out and have lunch and all that stuff. We just FaceTimed each other. It was great. but I've been the guy who called Casey's bank in Colorado and then was like, hey, I'm trying to reach Casey Bushnell. And they like sent my phone call to his phone. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a weirdo and do that stuff sometimes, but yeah, I don't need a phone. I don't need a phone anymore. So
final thought on the phone ringtone discussion. Yeah. There, I'm not sure this still exists, but you could, for a while, you could have your, when somebody called you, the ring back tone.
Yeah, I do remember those.
Man, that was like a fad that, as far as I know, that's not around anymore.
Dude, those were, when you called somebody and they had an annoying ring back tone, like, I think they finally made it to where you could turn it off. Like, you could say, like, this person has a ring back tone, press 1 to silence, or, you know, just stay on the line to listen to the song. And at first, it'd be like, oh, this is cute, but then you're trying to get a hold of somebody, and it's just setting you off even more because you're listening to Blink-182 instead of talking to them.
I was too rich for my blood. I never had one, so.
I think I did for a while, but I don't remember, like, I don't remember what I played. But I remember, I remember some of my ringtones and like they, dude, I thought I was the coolest kid on the face of the earth when I had the Halloween movie theme song. You know, everybody knows that song. I was like, dude, when that goes off, people are going to be scared. You know what I mean? Like, people are going to tremble in their boots when they hear that. And then they're going to see that, oh, it's just a normal kid. But why does he like that song? And I'm going to be like, hey, guess what? My name is Michael. So I was a cringy kid. I still am cringy, but that was even worse back then. Everybody goes through that phase when they're cringy, I guess.
Yeah, it has to be done.
Some just stay there longer than others. Oh, man. I don't know what else I got on here. Well, I know the one thing I know you have. I don't know if you're ready for it, but it's the overrated, underrated.
Have we done this before? Let me ask this question.
I feel like we might have.
So, because I was looking at my list of overrated, underrated that I was going to throw at you, and I can't remember if I ever listed them off. So I kept them all. We could just do it again. We'll just do it again.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'll probably remember if we've done them.
Okay. We'll do overrated here first.
I think we might have done, it was like this or that or something.
Yeah, we've done that version. Yeah. I think maybe I thought of it and we just never covered it. I hope that's the case. If you've heard this before, too bad.
If you heard this before, share this podcast with somebody that hasn't so they can hear it.
Exactly. All right. Okay, I'm going to, let's start with underrated.
Okay.
I'm just going to give you a word and you react.
Okay.
Underrated. Tennis.
Okay, so you're saying tennis is underrated.
Yep.
I think tennis is overrated.
Overrated?
Overrated.
Really?
Yeah.
How so?
I don't love... Every sport kind of has their, like, unspoken code, right? And tennis is one of those ones where I don't, it doesn't need to be quiet. And not being able to coach them while they're out there is annoying as shit to me. I don't know. I just don't. I think tennis is taking itself way too seriously. It's a young man's pickleball.
So I was thinking, or at least now I'm thinking, like playing tennis. I think it's underrated to go play. Tennis is fun as hell.
I still think it's overrated, only in the sense that it's like wrestling. Like, I can go out right now and do a pickup flag football game, basketball, whatever. But like tennis and like wrestling, like you can't, it's hard to just do like a pickup match unless there's already people that like you have a group or something that does it.
Okay. You heard it here, folks. Tennis equals wrestling.
Yeah, tennis equals wrestling, especially in toughness.
Oh, man. Okay. Another one. I got a few, but all right. Here's one. Underrated pork rinds.
Yeah, I think they're underrated. I really dove into pork rinds heavy when I was keto. And there's some really good brands and there's some really shit brands.
Yep.
The really good brands, dude, right now, throw me a pile of freaking salt and pepper pork rinds and I'll throw some chorizo on there, some nacho cheese sauce and all the veggie fixings you can imagine. And the nachos are better if not better than regular chip nachos.
Yep.
So I think they're underrated. Speaking weird. That's the biggest thing that people don't like about them.
They do. I didn't even know what a pork rind was like until college. So that's how I know they're underrated.
Yeah. I didn't eat pork rinds until super late in the game. Cause I thought they smelled like a fart. So, and they do smell like a fart, but yeah, I was devouring bags of pork rinds when I was on keto, which, you know what, let me rant 2 seconds. I'm going to say 21 sentences. I hate dieting. Clearly I'm a very large man, but I hate the fact that the only success I've had is when I've dieted. I can't just like be a regular person in control of eating. I have to like completely cut something that I enjoy out of my life and be miserable just to lose weight. And I know that's not how it works. I know there's ways around it, but for me, dog, pisses me off.
Yep.
I've had the most success losing weight eating keto, but I can't maintain keto. Like, and I did it dirty to where I was putting butter on I was using sticks of butter as buns on hamburgers basically. And I did it clean where I was like being legit about it. And both ways I was like, boom, 1 weekend I've lost 15 pounds. I feel great. Oh, I'm going to eat a hamburger bun to treat myself. Boom, 15 pounds back. So it's just, I can't. And it pisses me off, but I can't.
Anyways,
I digress. I don't even know what the word digress means. Hold on. Define digress. What do you think it means?
It means to, it's kind of like diverge to,
leave the accidentally, main subject temporarily.
Accidentally, yeah, go down the other path.
Okay.
All right, another one, underrated.
Yeah, let's do it.
Early morning.
Yeah. Now this one's dependent on the time of year, though.
That's probably true.
I'd definitely say it's underrated in the spring and the summers. Winters. Mornings are awful because there's no sun here and it's -5.
Yep.
But like times where I'm like, you know what? It's 5 a.m. I'm just going to get up and I'll walk outside with the dog. Like, God, a glass of water at 4:30 a.m. and fresh air at 4:30 a.m. hits different than any other time of the day.
If there's a nice, calm, you know, average temperature early morning, like, yeah. It can't be beat. It's so peaceful.
I think, and you know this just as much as anybody, but a 5:45, 6 o'clock tea time on a beautiful morning when the golf course is absolutely silent and the only sound you hear is like two guys heading out on a cart. Oh, it's tough as nails, man.
It's probably why I like the morning so much. You're right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I definitely think their early mornings underrated, especially when you're young, dude. You're not getting up early, and 9 o'clock is not early.
No,
like I think like 5:30 and earlier is like early morning.
Oh yeah,
because 6 I'm usually roll around anyways. So
and I judge it based on the other people's movement in, you know, your community at the, that, you know, if the community's quiet till 6, that's cool. But most of the time, at least here, there's traffic at 6 now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you know, but before that, there's nothing.
Yeah. What I love too is a cold winter night, no wind, but like late at night. We're talking like midnight, 1 in the morning, with just like your crunchy boots walking on the snow. That's a tough time of night too. And it's not windy. The wind makes the difference there. But
all right. Let's see. Let me go one other one here, and then we'll go to overrated. How about underrated, the Red Hot Chili Peppers? Curious about your thoughts on this one.
I love the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Maybe this is a symptom of where I feel they're held now.
I'll tell you, this is based on my timeline. Us during college, Red Hot Chili Peppers overrated. Because everybody went through that phase of like music in college where you were trying to listen to like older stuff to come across as like a chill guy. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
And when I say this, I'm talking specifically about a person that we both know that I'm not going to go any further. But like would listen to certain music and it would always be playing all day long in their house/dorm apartment. And it was just the vibe they wanted to put across as they were hanging up like tapestries on their walls and stuff. But and not Jim. But I think back then they were overrated, but now hearing like younger kids, like high school kids, are like, dude, I love Red Hot Chili Peppers. Like now I think they're underrated because like it's like I don't hear it as much anymore.
That's what I'm saying.
I was like inundated with those songs in college. And I think of like Red Hot Chili Peppers, any reggae music. God, I wish I could think of what is the name of that song? Like anything Collective Soul. you know the kind of music I'm talking about, like,
yeah,
just easy listening, like that stuff in college. I don't mind that music, but like I stepped away from it for a long time because
you just had it for 4 years straight. Yeah,
you couldn't walk into a certain person's apartment without hearing like Collective Soul, Bob Marley, or like
Brian Adams or something.
Yeah, exactly. Or Dave Matthews Band, just shit like that.
Dude, Dave Matthews Band belongs on the overrated list.
I agree too. I can't stand Dave Matthews Band, but.
All right, let's flip it up to the actual.
The actual overrated.
Overrated list. Okay. Washing We've talked about this one. What's that?
I was just saying overrated is washing your feet in the shower.
Oh, all right. I got a good one to start on here. Overrated bagels.
Oh. I think bagels are middle of the road. I don't think they're underrated or overrated.
Oh, they belong in the garbage.
Bagels and everything bagel slaps though. And everything bagel is like an everything bagel with anything, with regular cream cheese, a breakfast, eggs and bacon, turkey and Swiss. You know, anything, and everything bagel's tough as nails.
I feel like when I wrote that one down, I remember being like, why is every TV show, everybody that is in my life, it's like, oh, I had a bagel with a, you know, and I was just like, F bunch of bagels.
What would you rather be your bready vessel going through life?
We don't need it. We don't need a bready vessel.
Okay.
Tortilla.
Yeah, you're right. Tortillas are one, bagels are two. English muff is two. English muff is two. Bagels are three.
I would say a good English muffin is way better than a bagel.
Yeah, 100%. especially like a nice friggin' poached egg with some hollandaise. Oh Lord. Yeah. All right. I don't think it's overrated or underrated. So I think it's like middle of the road guy. It's doing fine.
These next two are same category, may surprise you. The first one might surprise you. So overrated pickup trucks.
Yeah, absolutely. Pickup trucks are no. And we live in a world where
every
truck on the road, I'm looking out my bedroom window. Obviously I'm in the mansion, so I'm looking way far away through my binoculars, but there's a truck right there. So they're just
the amount
everywhere.
Of people
you can't
that
escape them.
Own trucks. I've owned trucks. And then I was like, wow, I have this really expensive truck that I need it to be a truck one time a year or less. You know what I mean? So.
Oh yeah. I don't understand the hype behind them. And even in four wheel drive and on icy roads with nothing in the back, they're still trash.
Yep.
And there's been times where I'm like, dude, I would kill to have a truck so I could move this chair, but then I don't want it for any other reason.
Exactly.
Yeah, I can't stand trucks. I don't haul anything in life. And if I do, I usually just chuck it in the Subaru. If it doesn't fit in the Subaru, I just figure out a way for somebody to bring it to me.
Yep. So. Definitely. Here's another one in the truck same schmuck. Auto realm. Overrated BMW across the board.
Okay, I was going to say, if you're going to get specific, I don't know, but I think BMWs are super overrated.
Dude, it's such a, I mean, and it's got to just be Colorado because I'm right here. Yeah. Everybody that drives a BMW, they're doing it because of the logo.
Yeah.
Dude, the interior, I have yet to see a BMW that I like the interior on.
Right.
God, they're just ugly.
And not to mention,
basic.
Like, they're basic. Like, I went on the rant of Corvettes and, you know, Chargers and stuff like that, like the base model Mustangs and everything. Like, to me, a BMW absolutely falls in that category, unless you're getting like an M series, then it's different. But yeah, if you're just going on the lot and you're buying a Z3, shame on you. You know what I mean? Like, I don't like BMWs at all. I don't turn my head when I see a BMW. That's for sure.
I give a lot more credit to somebody driving around a Mercedes than a BMW.
I'd give somebody a lot more credit, not talking anything crazy, you know. I don't think a Mercedes is crazy or anything like that, but like an entry level Audi, I'd give that more of a high five than it would a BMW.
I would agree. It's still below a Mercedes for me because
Mercedes to me is. Hello.
Nope.
Oh, I was just going to say that Mercedes is like the next level up. Like, I see it's a little bit higher than like mid-class, mid-tier.
That's what I'm thinking. And I just don't, they're not like, there's something happened with the brand, BMW brand, and I'm starting to see it around here in the Front Range of Colorado with Audi. It's more of a status and being able to say, oh, I drive a BMW and an Audi, rather than
absolutely
saying I drive a Mercedes. But they're all German. They're all high quality. They all make great cars. But I just think the Mercedes one is less show off.
Yeah, it's more class. It's like an older man classy.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Like, it could still be a absolute monster under the bonnet. But you're a savage in a suit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Perfect.
Instead of like a BMW where you're a savage in a Russian Adidas jogger. So
you know how many just 330i's and 3 series 2-wheel drives are running around here? There's 7 million of them.
Yeah.
Get your BMW out of here.
I'd rather see a BR a, B, a Subaru BRZ than a BMW.
Yep, agreed.
So
I have a few more. One of them I have on the flip side of it, but I'll start with this one. So overrated, and we've talked about this, is the back of the school bus.
Overrated, huh?
Yes.
I guess, what do you mean by overrated? Like, it's not that great to sit back there? Is that what you're thinking?
Say that again.
Like, it's overrated in the sense, like, it's not that great to sit back there?
Yeah, it's just, and so, and I had it on underrated too, the front of the school bus.
Yeah.
Airplane, whatever. Dude, you got to be in the front. It's more practical.
Well, as a person who rides on a bus regularly, but we also ride in charter buses, like every seat's pretty great. The back of the bus, honestly, I would be annoyed to sit in the back of the bus because, like, in the cases that I see it, it's always loud back there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're just, like, trying to take a nap, you don't want to be in the back of the bus. And the front of the bus is cool because you can see when you're, like, driving down the road. But
I just remember how, when we, like I said, we talked about it, but, like, the back of the bus was where the cool kids rushed to. The further back, the better. But, like, as a, it didn't take me very long. I thought this in high school, but, you know, extending it to airplanes, wherever. Trains, whenever you're taking a train to work. But be in the front. The back sucks. It's loud. It takes longer to get on, takes longer to get off. It's uncomfortable. Yeah. Like, just.
Well,
just
and most of the time, the back of the plane is literally the worst.
It is.
Because of, like, the restrooms and stuff.
Yep.
Yeah. That's a good one. I agree with that
one. Yeah. I'll keep working on it. I'll keep adding to the both sides of the list.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if there's any that I could think of. But, like, it's, I don't know. The only one I could really think of is, like, an overrated Apple products. And I don't think that they're overrated, but I don't think there's anything special about them.
That's probably fair.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But that's, like, I don't know. Everything I own is Apple except for the computer that we're recording on. And this thing took an absolute dumpster of a crap. So if it was Apple, it might not have, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what else. How about recently, like on the sports thing, how about like the attention that's given to the WNBA, overrated or underrated?
Man, my attention to any excess or lack of attention that they're getting is so diminished that I don't even know. I would say they're adequately rated, but I truly can't even answer that.
The reason I bring it up is because, like, it feels so forced. Because, like, you'll see NBA players that are wearing WNBA players' jerseys. And I'm not saying the WNBA is, like, crap to watch. There's actually some insane athletes in the WNBA right now. But when I see, like, LeBron James walking around with, like, a Sue Bird jersey on, I'm like, is he being paid to do it, or does he genuinely, like, go nuts for Sue Bird? It feels super forced, I guess. And the whole thing of should women's soccer, you know, get paid the same as men's soccer, it has to be based off of the sport, right? Like, I will watch women's U.S. soccer anytime it's on because they're nuts. But they're significantly more nuts than the WNBA, for sure. Like, there's more hype behind U.S. soccer than there is the WNBA.
So
I feel like that pay has to be based off of the sport, right?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely does.
So, I don't know. I'm not, like, trying to open a can of worms and be controversial. I'm just thinking, like, I know more about women's soccer than I do the WNBA, and I'm a basketball coach, player, and, like, fanatic. You know what I mean? So, like, I just feel like if they're drawing me in more to a certain thing, they're doing their job, they should get paid more.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I need a sponsorship. Not, like, for the podcast. Like, I want to get sponsored by, like,
a life sponsor.
Yeah. Like, not even, like, shout out to Puma. Puma, just give me some gear. That'd be awesome.
That would be awesome.
If you could be sponsored by any brand, like any brand at all, and you're not, like, you're not doing commercials or anything, it's just like everybody, when you hit, you know, 21, you get to pick a sponsorship that stays with you forever. Whether they fall apart completely, you only get one pick. Or if they are the best thing in the world, what are you picking?
Good thought.
And it doesn't have to be apparel.
I know.
I think I'm getting sponsored by, like, the Beef Council. Just because, well, it's always going to be around and you always get, like, steak.
because my mind, you know, jumps to apparel.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would try to find one that has a ton of variety, which we've done the rankings of our favorite, you know, sports brands. But if you thinking outside of that, dude, how sick would it be to be sponsored by like Mercedes?
Yeah. To be sponsored by like a car company would be nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be cool. But how does that look as a sponsorship? Anytime you need a car, you can just like reach out and they hook you up, or every couple years they do it, or, you know.
Depends, I guess, on the size of the sponsorship. But you could just be like, yeah, I'm going to, I'm flying to Washington. They'll have a car there for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that would be cool.
And you know, you're wearing a Mercedes hat, maybe a Mercedes polo every once in a while.
Yeah, definitely. That'd be cool. And then like every time you just like posted an Instagram story, like, you know, even if you only have like one follower, and you post your Mercedes hat that you're wearing, like they just like, hey, thanks for shouting us out. And they send you like a care package.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Although the golf enthusiast in me would be like, yeah, I want to be sponsored by like, you know, Titleist or TaylorMade or something crazy, but that wouldn't be very practical outside of just playing golf.
Yeah. I think the obvious one is like Under Armour and Adidas and Nike though.
Yeah.
Cause they cover everything. You could get Nike golf clubs. You could get, I guess they don't make Under Armour golf clubs, but.
Well, they don't make Nike golf clubs anymore either.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
No, they stopped like several years ago.
Dang. Okay. I think if anything, I would probably, can you be sponsored by like the NBA?
I guess.
Cause then it would just be like, I just have tickets to everything.
That'd be pretty cool.
But also like the NFL, like I'm sponsored by the NFL. Well, I'm going to go to the Super Bowl every year, get awesome seats. That'd be kind of cool. Especially as if when you hit 21, you know, you get this email that says, please pick your sponsor, and it's got millions, but there's a limit. Like the NFL only takes 1 million people. So that'd make it interesting too, because then it's like, ooh, I kind of want to jump on this one. Cause I think it's going to be like Amazon. Then you just get all your stuff shipped instantly. But like, yeah, if there was a limit, that'd be kind of cool.
Hmm.
Just to make it a little spicy, you know? I think, it'd be weird. The beef council would be good.
Big beef.
Just steak all day long.
Dude, that would be good.
Our football team here in Spearfish is sponsored by the beef board.
Is it?
Yeah. So they get like steaks, cause it's like a campaign of like fueling your body and recovery and stuff. And so they get like cases and cases of jerky and like steaks, and they do steak dinners before games and everything like that. Like, it's pretty cool.
That would be pretty good.
Yeah. It's a pretty cool thing. So
the price of beef is like the price of gold right now.
I know, you could sell a brisket and buy Bitcoin.
I went to buy just some burger so I could make burgers this week.
Yeah.
He's like $20 for like 3 pounds. I was like, huh?
Yeah. I got enough land. I could probably just throw a cow back there.
You might as well. Need to keep the grass short.
Dude, our yard is so bad right now. It's just burnt and dead. That's all it is. So, well, what else you got? You got anything?
I just got something, but right. I don't know. We could wrap.
Yeah, you got any recommendations this week?
Yes, but hang on. I just saw something else I did want to ask you.
Okay.
Because it's getting buried in our list. So, quick one, but I'm gonna move it down. So I wrote this down a while back. I'd have no idea what prompted me to think this, but I thought it was a good question for you. Is there, and when I'm not talking superhero, you know, movie villain, hero and villain type thing. I'm just saying, is there perceived good without also having bad? So, you know what I mean? Like, do you enjoy that, the morning air that we were just talking about?
Yeah.
But do you only enjoy it because the rest of the day is not quiet and peaceful? Or and just like extend it to like everything? Or is there bad without good? Like, I feel like the answer is no. Like, if you never had anything bad, you wouldn't appreciate what was good, right?
Yeah, I think it's just, that's the universe. It's just that balance of everything good that happens, you enjoying the morning air, and it doesn't necessarily have to be tied to you, right? But like, you enjoying fresh air at 4:30 in the morning in absolute silence, you know, the bad is New York City at the same time. It's loud, it's smoggy, people are punching each other and killing each other, you know. Like, but then for them, there's something good that we hate, you know. I think no matter what, there's always a good and evil. I don't think there's anything that could exist without there being something negative, right?
I think it has to be that. Like, otherwise, you would, otherwise, well, no, I think you would just create it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Everything has to have a balance. It's like the Matrix. Neo's the positive, Agent Smith is the negative. Without each other, they can't exist.
It makes you think, like, let's just say you wake up, you feel good, you have a phenomenal day, everything goes your way. Like, what things allowed you to feel that way? You know what I'm saying? But then we always have those days where everything doesn't go your way and you feel like trash and you're like, yeah, God, that was the worst day ever. Because it feels like that happens a lot more than a good day. It's just weird. I don't know. I was thinking about that the other day.
Well, I think your brain naturally focuses on the negative more than the positive. So when you have a bad day and it starts to roll into other things and everything keeps compounding into worse, I think you're going to focus on that instead of like, oh man, I woke up early this morning and I took a big breath of fresh air and then I had a nice breakfast and then somebody let me in when I was trying to get into a different lane. Like, those things you just kind of like brush off, because the only thing that's worth telling other people is like when things go bad in life.
Yeah. So it's like a signal. Like, if
we got 1 hour of sleep,
it's like a signal though. And it's, I don't know if it's impossible, but it's very hard to acknowledge that when it's happening. But like, probably why I was thinking about good with bad or bad with good or with or without, it's like, if you know that, you should consciously try to, you know, steer yourself away from the negativity side, because it's going to just perpetuate and get worse.
Yeah. Or you have to be in that mindset of like, this bad thing's happening to me now, but I know down to my core, my roots, that there's good that's coming out of it or whatever. Like, there'll be good that happens. Like, I'm not going to just live in the negative moment.
Right.
But then also, if you're like actively looking for good things, like, of course you'll find good things, but I don't know, maybe it makes a weird mindset of like, you're turning things that aren't that good, that are just neutral, into really good things, and you live this weird positive lifestyle. I don't know. So,
yeah, it's like, what's the guy's name? That's like, oh, you're filing for bankruptcy. Good. You know, what's that guy? He's like a motivational guy. Jocko.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
He lives in that world.
Right, because he kind of has to. Like, he's created a persona of, I can do anything and turn any bad situation to a good situation.
Yeah.
And he might not think that, but the people that, you know, follow at his footsteps rely on him thinking that way and sending that message out. So
crazy. Yeah. I don't know. I just had another thought, because this podcast is never going to end. Can I share it with you though? I know we're getting close here, but did you know? So it's about Elon Musk.
Oh, okay.
So he doesn't, did you know he doesn't technically take a salary? Because I've been seeing all this stuff about how he's living in this modular $50,000 house and sold everything he owns and yada, 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 and how, you know, charitable and non-selfish and stuff he is. You've heard all this stuff, right?
News? Yeah, he's great.
And, but he's rich as hell, billionaire. And every time the Tesla stock goes up, he makes billions. Every time it goes down, he loses billions, but whatever. But he does, so here's what the loophole is, and this is how he pays no taxes. He takes a loan on his stock.
Okay.
It's not considered income.
Huh.
So he just pays it back.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah. It's a crazy loophole for super rich people to never pay tax.
Yeah. They get
around everything. And be able to claim he doesn't have a salary.
Yeah. Yeah, he, not just him, but just rich people in general. Maybe that's why they're rich, because they know how to get around everything. They know how to just like break the system.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Where there's, I'm always just on the outside, like, how does a flex spending account work? I don't know.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know anything. So, which is another topic, but it's, I don't know. I think I like get bored, not like with that, but like when I think of like things that are on my mind now, like I don't want to spend too much time on them because like it bores me just like thinking about them. I'm like, oh, it's just something I have to do, but I don't want to think too much more about it. I'm just going to do it. So I don't know what made me think of that either, but
yeah. Flex spending account, I guess.
Yeah. I just had another card sell.
Sweet. While we
were on the podcast.
Getting rich.
Getting rich $1 at a time. So yeah. Any recommendations you got or living? Nothing.
No, I just actually did have one, and then I interrupted my own thought to share those things.
Right.
I don't know. What do you got? Let me think about what I was thinking. You got anything?
Yeah, definitely the Ted Lasso show on Apple TV Plus. I mean, I that's a great show. Oh shit. I'd say the only other thing is freaking Old Chicago.
Mm.
I went out and ate Old Chicago this weekend, and it's so good. If you've never eaten Old Chicago, go to Old Chicago. That's my recommendation.
Fair. That's good.
Yeah.
Apparently what I was going to say is gone.
You lost it completely.
Huh? I lost it completely. It was a good one too.
Wow. Slipping like that.
Oh, well, no wrecks. Yeah. Just keep living your life, people.
Just keep living your life. Yeah. All right, man. Well, as always, good to talk to you, good to catch up with you, and everybody that's listening, thanks again for listening. Right,
that's right, there. 91 minutes, we appreciate it.
Yeah. Todd, I'll talk to you soon. Everybody else, get some momentum heading into the week, and we'll speak at you later
man. See ya.